Coach Jim O'Neill stressed that you want to earn the right to rush the quarterback. When you earn that right, your guys and the outside linebacker is going to be getting after the quarterback. How do you feel about this group, and how do you feel so far in OTAs?
I'm excited about the group. Starting with Paul, he obviously had a career year last year, and there's always some concern that someone coming off that type of production is going to have somewhat of a hangover or a letdown year, get complacent, and he's been the exact opposite. I mean, I couldn't be more pleased with the way he's attacked the last 7.5 weeks of this offseason and the improvement even that he's made just since we've been out here in OTAs. I'm really excited about where he is right now.
Barkevius Mingo last year basically played with one arm, kind of really toughed it out. He's had the surgery. He's going to be back at 100%. When are we going to see him get involved in some of the team activities and really start showing what he can do?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I ask that same question every day. It's something that the trainers and the head coach have a plan for, so they know better than I do. But like you said, he played all of last year. He got hurt on the second play of the season, so he played all of last year with one arm, and I'm really excited to see what he's able to do when he's at full strength.
Do you see him as a guy last year developed his drop game and was very good against the pass, also getting after the quarterback? Is he somebody you're going to count on to really be that rusher when he's drafted 6th overall, get to the quarterback? How's he looked in that regard, even though no contact yet?
Yeah, the thing that's going to be interesting about that is because of the role he took on last year, now he's going to create a lot of identification issues. So is he a guy that's going to drop more, or is he a guy that's going to rush more? That's a question offensive line coaches and offensive coordinators are going to have to answer. So it's going to make his job easier when he is rushing, especially if they're not accounting for him as one of the primary pass rushers. So I think it'll be fun to see how much production we can create for him based on that scenario.
Nate Orchard, 18.5 sacks. I know you're very excited when you guys drafted him. He can get to the quarterback. What have you seen from him so far in OTAs? Is he where you expected, ahead of where you expected?
Nate's instincts and the pass rush background that he comes in with are really far above what I would have expected from a rookie. So a lot of credit, I guess, goes to his coaches at Utah. They did a great job developing him over the time.
Nice pipeline for you guys.
Yeah, over the time that he was there. And he's done an even better job of doing everything he can to shorten his own rookie learning curve. He puts in a lot of extra time. He's a junkie in terms of the meetings and the film study. So he's doing everything he can to put himself in a position to help us right away.
You think he'd make an impact in his rookie year?
I'd like to think so. Again, we'll see how training camp goes, and he's going to have to compete for that playing time because the room really does have some decent depth right now. So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah, one of the guys that fills that room out, Scott Solomon, came on strong last year, was a nuisance in practice, reportedly earned some playing time, played very well down the stretch. How has he continued in his development?
He's done a great job. You know, the hard thing about Scott's situation last year, coming from one team, he was with Tampa for, I guess, the first half of the season and then came to us, is there's always going to be gaps in the foundation that we build with the players during the offseason. You know, he came in and learned the defense, but there was probably some holes along the way in terms of, you know, his development and overall understanding. So we've done everything we can to fill those holes, and the production that we've seen from him so far in OTAs has been really good. Now, he's done everything he can also to put himself in a position to compete for significant playing time when we come back in the fall. But those questions are all going to be decided when we get back later in July.
Anybody else in your room kind of standing out that maybe the average member of the Dog Pound doesn't know about?
Yeah, the other guy that I'm happy with so far is Mike Riley. He's an undrafted rookie free agent out of William & Mary. He joined us late. We had him in rookie minicamp and then, you know, had to put him kind of aside for 2 or 3 weeks and then bring him back. So he hasn't had the same amount of time to learn and develop that the other guys have, but I'm really happy with what he's done so far. And he's another guy that he's going to be fighting for a roster spot, and he's doing everything he can to put himself in position to earn one.
How important is the upgraded defensive line to what you're trying to do with your outside linebackers?
Yeah, those guys are excited to play with some of the additions that we've made. Randy Starks, for example, is a veteran who brings a lot of experience, not just to the D-line room, but to the defense as a whole. And then the young guys, everyone's kind of interested to see what they do when we put pads on. And you know, that's really where D-linemen, you know, show up. It's great to project and get excited about some of the things they're doing out here in helmets, but that's not real football.
Right. All right, last question. Who's the best trash talker in your room?
Oh, my room doesn't have a whole lot of trash talkers. The best trash talker on the defense is probably Dante, and I don't think anybody tries to compete with him in that regard.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.